It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Elliott Shore Park's training camp report as he's here with some more dreaded
more stats.
Nobody did Jalen throw an interception? Uh-oh. Maybe we heard that he did.
He did say that J.J. Watt just followed him on Twitter.
Did he?
Did he really?
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, there's a website. I don't know if you follow it, if you're not like a media dork like we are, called Awful Announcing.
That they
take,
oh, yeah.
They take, and first of all, I don't know why, I hate when a site like that like seems to hate all of sports media. Like everything that Awful Announcing ever writes is something like, this idiot said this or whatever.
Sounds like they talked a lot about WFAN when you were up there.
They were okay. They were fine. Occasionally, they were a little unfair. And the people that write it, it's just like, to me, the people that write it are also bitter because they do not have sports media jobs. Like that is.
Are you trying to get written up by Awful
Announcing? No, I'm just saying.
Will get us written up.
Well, there was one guy named Brandon that always used to write, and he's a nice enough guy. I think he worked
at
FAN at one point. Brandon Contis or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And he would write it, and I would just be like, he'd write stuff and be like, why did you write it this way? Like, why do you hate us so much?
Shouldn't sports media people be lifting up other sports media?
Well, I mean,
ELE, right?
Yes. Everybody loves everyone.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
So, yeah.
But anyway, so they wrote a thing. So J.J. Watt writes the thing about training camp stats, about Elliott. Then Elliott came in here and gave what I believe to be a completely reasonable response to J.J. Watt. He wasn't insulting to J.J. Watt. I thought he gave a really good explanation.
He was actually mature.
He was.
For the first time.
The headline of the article was, Elliott Shore Parks claps back at J.J. Watt.
Which is the perfect description for Elliott.
Yes, but it's not what he did.
No, it's not.
He didn't clap back at anyone. Man, J.J. Watt followed Elliott. Does this mean that we could... He has to DM him now.
Yeah, maybe he says, like, hey, sorry for the misunderstanding about...
Come on the air and discuss the stats.
Don't be a coward, JJ.
No, yeah, I don't need them squashing it in a DM or something. I need them discussing it here on the air.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Twitter question is brought to you by Marsh Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Marsh Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Who wins tomorrow, Fritz or DeCamera? That is the new poll. What do you think people are thinking?
Got to go Fritzy, right?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I'm going to go Fritzy 63%.
Fritz 57.5%.
Okay. Yeah.
I think a lot of faith in the boy.
Yeah, I think they're coasting a little bit. Like the same way that people were coasting on DeCamera after he won golf.
Right.
I think people are coasting. And you know I've been your biggest supporter during this.
Yeah, 100%.
I have very little faith in you tomorrow.
That's good.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate it.
Wow.
That's what I'm trying to set up.
Okay.
Yeah, like I think it's going to be fun.
Okay.
I think it's going to be fun.
I like the quiet confidence.
Yeah, like it'd be fun to end it tomorrow.
Yeah, because it is over, if you win tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's not over.
Well, he has to win. If he wins tomorrow, yes, but Joe still has to do it, yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I want people to understand all five events are happening.
Yes.
Sure, unless he bows out of basketball.
No.
No, there's no bailing out. What are we doing?
I'll quit.
That's what you want him to say. You don't want to say that.
No, I'm saying
I want Rod to mandate both of you finish these events. Hold on.
I want to finish.
We have invested a lot of time and energy into you two over the last 3 weeks. For you all to figure you can just quit when you want to and don't have to finish it.
That's a good
Believe
point.
Me, that's gonna be the last thing you wish you had done if this happens.
I agree with you.
I'm
just telling you. They're both of them.
And I'm not worried about you.
Yes.
I'm not worried about you.
This is about Joe.
Because you actually have to deal with us.
Yes.
Joe can hide from us in the morning.
Like when we started this whole thing, the golf was interesting to watch. Mm-hmm. It was amusing. The baseball was, of course, a great event. But I think you would agree that when we started this, we wanted to watch the basketball.
Of course.
That's what we want. We want a one-on-one game that's going to take 90 minutes to get
to 7.
Well,
there better be some water breaks.
Yeah.
Water breaks.
I want these guys. I want a stray elbow.
Yeah.
I want somebody.
See what you guys look like on the basketball court.
I need to see it.
I'm I'm excited for you all to see all okay. of this.
Okay.
Like, listen, I think I'm the best athlete at the station overall. And I think that's going to start bearing itself out.
Okay.
I don't know, brother.
I know. Me either.
Yeah. You might have had an argument once upon a time.
Yeah.
I don't know. You might be the best baseball player at the station.
Yes. Yeah. Like, this whole
pitcher,
thing even
way,
being close.
He can't even hit.
Well, he didn't. Yeah. I hit 353 my freshman year. Everyone knows that.
Of high school.
JV.
Okay. Yeah. And last thing.
He's
last
a
thing.
Pitcher.
Last thing. Probably not last thing, but last thing. Do we know if the basketball is outdoors or indoors?
Ooh, ooh. So I've already assumed that we're going to be, like, in the Palestra. So I have no idea.
Okay.
Come on, man. Palestra.
Yeah, he wants to be indoors. They don't want to be outside for three straight
events. Yeah, outside?
The only
what,
thing,
you crazy?
The only thing that I'd request for the basketball if it is indoors is that we should be in the suburbs. In that, I know our listeners. Our listeners do not want to have to. God bless the Palestra. It's
yeah,
an amazing place.
Here.
They don't want to drive into the city,
yeah.
learn, find out how to find some place to
oh,
park.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine trying to park over there?
At the Palestra, it's a nightmare.
Yep.
All I know about our listeners is if you give them a parking lot, they will go.
They will come.
They need a parking lot. So let's have it in the suburbs somewhere.
I agree with you
yeah,
on that.
All right.
But again, no booze.
Yeah,
and
no booze.
It's on
no
school
booze.
Grounds. Yes.
Let's just call where were we again?
FDR?
No, the
Plymouth-White Marsh.
Plymouth-White Marsh. I'm sure
yes.
they got a gym.
Yeah. I'll go back to Plymouth-White Marsh.
Yeah, they're okay. our friends now. All right.
You're wearing the visor on vacation.
I did wear the visor on vacation
day. You said you're a visor guy. I haven't seen a visor since.
Yeah, well, I got...
I'm excited about that visor.
I got... It's rare that Val, my wife, will say, you're not doing that. And when I looked at her and I put on the visor and I said, with a smile, I think I'm a visor guy now. She looked at me and she said, no, you are not. And she said it twice. So I wore the visor for one day, and then that was it.
The arm tats, sleeves.
Doesn't
yeah, everything
care.
Else.
That's fine.
That's what I'm saying. She puts up with a lot, right? I look ridiculous,
you
right?
You drew a line at the visor.
If she's going to draw a line at a visor, she didn't draw a line at any of the tattoos. I didn't give her much of a choice, but she didn't draw a line at any of the tattoos. She draws the line at the visor. I respect the line. Speaking of respect, I also respect the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Says Jackie Baseball.
So there's a lot of newsy stuff in the Jackie Baseball Report today.
Ah, a lot of newsy stuff.
Yeah,
huh?
Right before the show, a lot of things happen. So first, we always are talking about, you know, reliever.
Yeah.
Last week, Felix Bautista goes down with shoulder discomfort. Seems like he's probably not getting traded. Then, a little before the show, Emmanuel Clase been placed on a non-disciplinary paid leave as a part of MLB sports betting investigation. Now, he can't come off that list until August 31st.
So he's off.
So he's yeah.
I mean you can't trade for him, not knowing the results of the
yeah.
investigation, even if you knew for a fact he was coming off August 31st, which you don't.
Which you don't.
That does it. It was a tight reliever market anyway, because there's a lot of teams that need relievers. It just raises the cost of everything else. But I don't. This is exactly the Dombrowski out. Like, this is
For sure.
This is Dombrowski out. This is the, well, you know, the price of everything, and we tried for this, and we tried for that. They cannot go into the playoffs with one reliable reliever. They can't do it. They can't.
Yeah.
Strom's back.
He's not back. He's been good for a week and a half.
Yeah.
No.
Fine.
Yeah. Well, okay.
We need to see what Robertson looks like first.
Well, he threw a scoreless inning up in Lehigh Valley. But
he allowed three hits.
And the last one got thrown out of the plate.
Yeah.
The plate.
He was throwing 90 miles an hour. Like,
as a closer?
Well,
or is he a setup guy?
He'll be like a part of the mix.
I keep forgetting. Yes, it's the high leverage situations.
We don't do closers.
He's not high leverage.
Right, yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's not the high leverage guy,
right?
He might
pitch his way into a high leverage, huh?
You're so optimistic.
And by the way, the whole Strom's back thing. Remember our 2-week period of Jordan Romano being back?
Yeah, but at least
he was pumped up on
Romano. And I was
Romano.
Right about Romano. The guy stinks.
He's fine.
He stinks. His ERA is 7.
Yeah, but it's after 14 for the first month.
No.
It's probably his last week as a Philly. It'd be all right.
Okay. You think so?
I don't know.
Okay.
And could be Kepler's last week, too.
They got a
fingers crossed.
David Bednar on the Pirates. He's the guy. He hasn't allowed a run in 2 months.
Wow.
He 23.
That's certainly going to cost us.
May 23rd. Now, he's only a year and a half left on his deal, so he's only through next year. And he was horrible before, like, the last...
In April?
No, but even, like, the year before.
Okay.
Like, he had shown some signs of trending down, so and then it wouldn't be a bad time to sign or, you know, trade him high.
They sent him down to the minors in April, and ever since he came back, and this is the other thing I'd say about Bednar, is that if you watch him... It's there. Mm-hmm. Like some of these guys, I thought Estevez was the opposite. You look at Estevez's numbers and you're like, oh, that guy's really, really good. And then you watch him and you're like, he's a home run waiting to happen. David Bednar is nasty. And he has been great since he came back up from the minors. He hasn't allowed a run. He strikes out like almost two guys an inning. I mean, like a guy and a half an inning.
Yeah.
He doesn't give up hits. Like, I don't know. I think he's the guy.
And he comes out the renegade by Sticks. I mean,
what the hell is that?
It's a song.
Song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sold out CBP. Renegade comes on.
Yeah.
He jogs in from the pen.
Oh,
he's got a big game feel to him.
Yeah.
I think he's the guy. I think he's their main bullpen target.
He's been since we played Pittsburgh. I remember texting Jack and I was like, who, when we played the Pirates, we got swept. I was like, who is this guy? I think he's nasty. He's awesome.
So the other newsy thing is old Brycey. Apparently got nose to nose with Commissioner Rob Manfred last week when Rob Manfred floated the idea of a salary cap coming in the next CBA negotiations. He told Rob Manfred to get the bleep out of the clubhouse if you're going to bring that kind of nonsense in here.
By the way, here's how threatened Rob Manfred was. Rob Manfred said, I'm not leaving the bleeping clubhouse. And then they continued to talk.
And they shook hands at the end.
Yes, and they shook hands at the end.
Oh, they left all that out.
Yes,
yeah, and then Rob Manfred left the clubhouse or something.
No. Castellanos apparently said, I have more questions, okay. Which is why he stayed there.
Okay.
So the Castellanos thing, that sounded like when Glenn asked Jim Fregosi,
yeah.
How's the team?
It
seems like he was trying to break up some intensity.
Right.
Well, I'm glad we were able to get some fire from Bryce when somebody messed with his money. What would love to see the fire maybe on the field instead of in the clubhouse against the commissioner.
Well, he's sticking up for his fellow players.
Great.
I'm just telling you. I'm telling you what it is.
We're headed for a lockout, aren't we?
So Bryce said, like, the players are united that we'll sit out 162 if we have to. We don't want a salary cap.
He can afford to sit out 162 games.
Yeah, so he might have gotten a little ahead of himself.
Yeah, he can afford to do that.
I don't know if like Weston Wilson.
Exactly. I'm not sure 70% of the league wants to sit out and miss a year's salary.
Well, and I would say this, not to get too in deep on the salary cap part of it, is that, yes, a salary cap hurts the top level players, I think, the most.
They're already overpaid.
But what comes with a salary cap is a salary floor.
Yes.
And you look at teams like Florida and Pittsburgh and Oakland,
Tampa,
who refuse to invest in these teams. And like you just, again, I'm a union guy. I'm in a union.
Blue collar. Yeah,
but I do think there are positives that can come for the players with a floor along with a cap.
I agree.
And it, you know what I mean? Like it hurts the. I actually think the cap ends up. It helps a lot of the teams that aren't in New York or Philadelphia or
LA, Boston, Chicago.
You know, do we want the LA? By the way, LA has no end to how much money they will spend. No end.
Do we just want?
We just want the Dodgers to sign everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. For as a fan of the sport, this should be something that you want. Like this. Usually I side with the players.
Because you were a player.
Yeah.
And you're a union guy.
Yeah. Usually I side with the players. This is one where I'm like, I'm kind of where Major League Baseball is at with this one. Give me the floor. Give me the salary cap. It makes for a better, competitive, more balanced league. You don't have these stadiums where you got like 8,000 fans in there and people won't build a new stadium. It's like, because you're so worried about these players that you have to pay. And now that I'm thinking about it, Who would be the next young players that are up for like these huge contracts?
It's so hard to tell with baseball.
Yeah. So like I think Bobby Witt signed, but
Bobby Witt signed.
Yeah. So,
I'm like, but what's the next guy looking to get? $750 million? $800 million?
There's gonna be a while before we get a Soto one, I believe.
Okay, so right. Yeah. So we're not gonna get that coming up anytime soon. That's good.
I would hate the thing that is just as a baseball fan.
No baseball player is worth $700 million. Let me just put that out there.
Yeah, I know. Otani's pretty close. At least Otani,
yeah, he'd be the closest to worth.
He's pitching.
He's starting to pitch.
If he's pitching.
He's thrown, one inning times?
He's an opener.
Did he get a three inning? Did he get a...
He might be heating up slowly.
All right. If he's pitching, no DH is worth it, in my opinion. In any case, it would be a shame. For baseball has had such a good... 3 or 4 years.
Really? They really got momentum going their way now.
They really do. Between the changes they've made to the game, the pitch clock has been a great change.
Outstanding.
A DH, even though I don't like it, DH in the National League has been great for fans.
Yep.
Even the ghost runner on second base.
Oh, love it.
Is something that people enjoy.
love it.
We don't
need 15 inning games.
The other thing they've gotten is these stars. All of a sudden, baseball has stars that people are starting to recognize after 2 decades of sort of invisible stars. Otani, everybody knows. Aaron Judge, everybody knows. Yep. Juan Soto, everybody knows. Yep. These other guys. Bryce Harper, everybody knows. These other guys that we don't talk about all that much, but if Bobby Witt keeps playing the way he does, Gunnar Henderson keeps playing, we are going to have actual stars in baseball. And if they end up, look, if they have a lockout for a month, nobody's going to care. They end up missing
portion
of the season.
Yeah, you miss half a season.
People will move on.
Yeah.
They move on. They'll move on to something else.
I'll be locked in on a WNBA.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
There was some... sorry. I think of that. Okay.
We are getting a team, Spike.
Yes. Well, talk to me about it in 2030.
You have a podcast about it, I'm sure.
Not me.
Yep. Yeah. So, some all-time Castellanos quotes throughout this. He said, Rob seems to be in a pretty desperate place on how important it is to get a salary cap because he's floating the word lockout 2 years in advance. He said, that's nothing to throw around. That's like the same thing in a marriage saying, I think divorce is a possibility. It's probably going to happen. You don't just say those things.
That's true. That's a good point.
He said in the back of our heads, we're like, why are you talking to us like owning a baseball team is like owning a nail salon? That the only way you're going to be a functional business is if you can make money at the end of the year.
Well, but see, that they
now, what's their TV contracts looking like?
Oh, well, Phillies is forever. But the issue in most of these cities is that the NBC Sports Philly type of places, not here, but in other places, that
doesn't exist.
They've been going out of business all over the place. It's happened with basketball teams all over the place. So that revenue stream, the local baseball revenue stream with all these teams is going to crash, you know? And like, I just think that the thing that he said right there is the thing that I believe is going to change. The idea of, well, you guys don't need to make money. They're admitting that they know that the teams are not profitable and that they know that it's good because the values keep going up. But if the values peak, then all of a sudden it becomes important for these teams to make money.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting, I think it'll be an interesting thing. And the last thing I'll say is, Castellanos will speak up, rich guy, veteran, all that. Bryce Harper will speak up, rich guy, veteran. But there were people, this is to your point, that were in that clubhouse that maybe didn't speak up, that are like, well, I can't miss a half
damn
year
right.
salary. You
I
know,
mean, I make 500 grand. You think I'm about to give away 500 grand?
What? So what? So you, so.
Yeah, so you can make $30 more a year or something?
Yeah.
You crazy?
You think Johan Rojas when Harper was hitting the nose? Yeah. Bryce.
I just think it's something that we won't hear the quotes from players, and typically baseball's union has been very strong in the past, and they're probably the strongest out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we will hear from the players who are saying, hell no. But the reason that Manfred is doing this is to plant the seeds in the back of the mind of the players who can't afford to miss that time. I just don't want them to have a lockout. I just want them to, you know, figure it out.
I tell you, That bottom two-thirds of the roster is going to be voting a different way.
They'll at least be vocal in those meetings.
Yes, well, yeah. I mean, when it's time to vote on what to do, that's the majority.
Yes.
The majority rules.
Yes.
Like, the majority of the locker room isn't making that amount of money.
And the floor would be great from the standpoint of, like, I think the Marlins payroll is $80
million. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's nothing.
Yes.
Get 150 or whatever, and then a lot more people get paid.
Yes. Soto and Ohtani are making almost that number.
Easy, per
on
year.
On their own per year.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That is crazy.
So,
yeah, sorry.
As we continue to move along here.
Yes, yes.
You know how last year we all exited the Yankee series and we're like, holy cow, those guys were like monsters?
Yeah, it didn't happen this time.
Dude, I felt the exact opposite this year. Like that, you know, like we talk about the American League and it's part of the reason why I do want to go for it is the Yankees are the third best team in the American League. And like the best team is the Tigers. I think they've lost 12 of 14 or something. Like they're kind of free falling.
Yep.
Like if there's ever, again, with the lockout looming, which is probably going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
The American League, I mean, we played the Red Sox last week. Actually, the Red Sox are better than the Yankees and they have a worse record than them.
And they're pretty flawed too, the Red Sox.
And they're pretty flawed as well. At least from the American League side, they're just not that team.
If you can get to the World Series, whoever you're facing is not going to be as good as the teams that you have.
National League might be better.
Yeah.
It's definitely better.
Yeah. The National League's better right now. Yeah, the Yankees, now, it's easy. The Yankees were without Judge for two of those games.
Sure.
Yeah, so that does, I know, Jack.
Doesn't hit big home runs.
No, but they were not scary like they were last year.
Yeah, last year they took it to the Phillies.
Yeah.
And then I guess final thing here. Seems like I'm starting to turn some people on Luis Robert, which we like to see.
Yeah. You know, I would have rather have Robert than I would rather trade for Robert than Suarez.
At this point, which we appreciate. It's been a grassroots movement to get people on board with Luis Robert. And I thought this was interesting from Tanner Banks. So Tanner Banks was a White Sox last year, obviously the worst team in baseball history. And he talked about Luis Robert to Scott Lauber. He said, across the board in baseball, sometimes that's what it takes. Just a breath of fresh air. It has nothing to do with where you're at. Sometimes people just get stuck in doing the same thing and just a fresh set of eyes. You snap back to reality a little bit. Robert's a gamer. Certain guys, you wonder if they're hurt or they're just pulling the chute. So,
pulling the chute. Oh, like parachute. Yeah.
So, like, again, the idea of Robert is he's on, like, the worst team in baseball. And it's, like, been horrible the last couple years. He's just kind of playing out the string there. Fresh change of scenery into CBP. He's playing for a new contract. He's got a $20 million option after the year that I'm sure he would like to get picked up if he plays well. He's hitting like 290 something against lefties.
He can also field.
He's a great fielder. Stolen 25 bags.
We're talking ourselves into him.
Come on.
There he goes.
Land the play. He's not going to cost top prospects.
Well,
maybe McAbel.
You know, here's what talked me into it was seeing Kyle Schwarber fall down catching that second fly ball.
That's going to be everyday left fielder. Kyle
and then
Schwarber.
Seeing Nick Castellanos fall down what, three times? I mean, trying to catch baseballs, like we would have the slowest left and right fielders in the history of baseball.
They made the World Series with that outfield.
I don't care. I actually don't care.
I don't even know how that happened.
Yeah, I wouldn't plan on that. A lot of things happen that you wouldn't necessarily plan on. Yeah, I think, and I don't know what Luis Robert costs, but I still, if we can save a little bit on the hitter to go get ourselves a stud bullpen piece, I think that is, you're able to get both. Man, I just hope this isn't setting up for one of those Dombrowski deadlines where he gets a middling hitter and a middling reliever and tries to convince us that the market was too expensive and we are all like, at least you're not going to talk me into it after that happens.
Well,
I don't have to deal with that.
Crawford could be the midseason addition.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, and we're getting Bohm back and we're getting
Robertson.
Alvarado back and Robertson.
Yeah.
It's just like a great trade deadline.
You see it? Nola.
There it is.
Yep. Come on, man.
Coming up next, Jalen Hurts gave a gift to Merrill Reese, and Jalen Hurts has a brand new endorsement. The first football player ever, I believe, to endorse this product.
New car.
No. Well, he might.
Yeah, he might.
We wouldn't know, but he might. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.